Bienvenido, bienvenido a Blues en las Ondas. Esja Littinen nos presentó un atractivo Dreamland Blues, pero este Punching Bag es de John Campbell.
Cash.
Y con Johnny Cash y Folsom Prison Blues abrimos nuestra maleta. Hoy os traigo un documental llamado Experience the Rush, Life at the Great Wall of China, en el que podremos ver el extraordinario viaje que lleva a Bobby Rush a tocar en el Yulin International Music Festival junto a la Gran Muralla y frente a 40.000 personas. Además de su recorrido por otras ciudades como Beijing, Xi'an y Shanghái.
When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. We'll be right back.
there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Talking to you, man, and I ain't going to talk no more. I've been talking to you, man, and I ain't going to talk no more. There's some of these mornings I'll cut your head with my 2x4. I've got a 2x4, and it just fits my hand. I've got a 2x4, and it just fits my hand. I'm going to stop all of you women from running around with my man. I don't want to hurt that man. Just going to kill him dead. I don't want to hurt that man. Just going to kill him dead. I'll knock him to his knees. Go back to the man I once held him. Man, you ain't no better than the one I had before. Man, you ain't no better than the one I had before. Next time I come after you, I'm coming with my 2x4. When I leave home, your other woman is knocking on my door. When I leave home, your other woman is knocking on my door. I'm going to stop so much talking and raise heck with my 2x4.
Marilyn Johnson cantó el 2x4 Blues, aunque ahora Kenny Neal nos avisa de que nunca más nos dará otra oportunidad. Por cierto, recuerda que puedes escuchar los programas anteriores, encontrar más información y darnos tu opinión en bluesenlasondas.net.
Gonna be no more, one more chance. Mm-hmm.
cry, cry, cry. It won't do you no good. I done made up my mind. I'm telling you bye, bye, bye. It's understood. Don't care if you think I'm unkind. You come waltzing back for one more day. Ain't gonna be no more, one more chance. Saying why, after all this time, I finally lay down the law. Oh baby, my, you committed a crime, that was the last straw. Welcome to the chains of circumstance, there gonna be no more, one more chance. Ain't gonna be no more, one more chance.
Man, I overheard the word Lacey Bell was saying. Now you know I was standing down on the corner. Well, I overheard the word Lacey Bell was saying. She said, now you know I'm in a world of trouble. Lord, I ain't got no man. Now you know Sonny Boy told me. Sonny Boy told me before he died. Yes, you know Sonny Boy, he told me, man. Sonny Boy told me before he died. He said, Joe, you know after I'm gone, man, I want you to blow the blues a while. I said, yeah. When Sonny went out, Lord, you ought to heard the poor girl crying. Now you know when Sonny went down, man, you ought to heard the poor girl crying. She said, I ain't got nothing but the blue. You know I'm gonna miss that little man of mine. so long. Now I ain't got no more to say. So long, so long. Man, I ain't got no more to say. Now you know I ain't got nothing but the blues. Ever since poor Sonny Boy been dead.
Si anteriormente Forest City Joe nos dedicaba un sincero Memory of Sonny Boy, Robert Plant y Alison Krauss nos tocan este Let Your Loss Be Your Lesson. Aunque no olvides que el lunes 28 a las 11 y media tendremos la habitual Jam Session en el Black No Club, calle Polo y Peirolón número 15 de Valencia. Thank you.
is the place you end up when you lose the chase, where you're dragged against your will from a basement on the hill. And all anybody knows is you're not like them, and they kick you in the head and send you back to bed. Isolation pulled you past the tunnel to a bright world where you can make a place to stay. But everybody's scared of this place and staying away. Your little house on memory lane. The mayor's name is Fear. His force patrols the pier from a mountain of cliché that advances every day. The doctor spoke a cloud. He rained out loud. You'll keep your doors and windows shut and swear you'll never show a soul again. But isolation pushes you till every muscle aches down the only road it ever takes. But everybody's scared of this place and staying away. Your little house on memory lane. If it's your decision to be open about yourself, be careful or else, be careful or else. I'm comfortable apart. It's all written on my chart. And I take what's given me most cooperatively. I do what people say and lie in bed all day, absolutely horrified. I hope you're satisfied. Isolation pushes past self-hatred, guilt and shame to a place where suffering is just a game. But everybody's scared of this place and staying away. Your little house on memory lane. Your little house on memory lane.
Elliot Smith nos sorprendía con su Memory Lane, si bien no es menos sorprendente este I'm Not Drowning de Stevie Winwood.
presque tous les jours. Je dois te dire, René, que ça ne va pas durer. J'ai dû tout tenter pour ne pas céder. Je t'aimais, tu pardonnais aux gens des pavés. Presque tous les jours. Je dois te dire, René, que ça ne va pas durer. Je me suis mis à boire. Presque tous les jours. Je veux te dire, René, que ça ne va pas durer.
Tanto el pasado Jenna Babe como el actual Elam Akite son temas originales de JJ Gang, con los que nos vamos al rincón libre, ya que JJ Gang es un trío formado por James Carpy a las voces y guitarra, Mike al bajo y Alex Marchand a la guitarra, quienes alternan composiciones originales con blues y rock estándar, con letra en francés y recuerdos a Joe Bomassa, Eric Sardinas y Johnny Winter. Puedes encontrar todo esto y mucho más en jamendo.com.
Mes pompes. Des trous d'air dans la tête. Oh, c'est pas ma fête. Oh yeah.
Operator, can you help me? Help me if you please. Give me the right area code and the number that I need. My right or left up on the midnight flyer, singing like a summer breeze. I think she's somewhere down south, down about Baton Rouge, but I just can't remember no number, a number I can use. Directory don't have it, central done forgot it. Got to find a number to use. Trying to check out a number, trying to run down a line. Operator said that's privileged information and it ain't no business of mine. It's flooding down in Texas, the polls are out in Utah. Got to find a private line. She could be hanging around a steel mill, working in a house of blue lights, riding a getaway bus out of Portland, talking to the night. I don't know where she's going, I don't care where she's been, long as she's been doing it right.
Grateful Dead nos presentó un cuanto menos curioso Operator, y ahora seguimos con Maybe I'm Wrong de los Blues Traveler. Ah, y recuerda que la semana que viene nos despediremos hasta el 10 de septiembre con un programa que seguro que te entusiasmará.
Maybe you're wrong, maybe you understand.
Townsend tocó ese World Full of People y ahora me gustaría presentarte a Sonny Boy Williamson II, dado que nació el 5 de diciembre de 1899 en Tallahatchie County, Mississippi, y aunque trabajó en el campo junto a su padrastro hasta finales de los 30, a principios de esa década viajó por Mississippi y Arkansas, donde conoció a Big Joe Williams, Elmore James y Robert Lockwood Jr. Williamson desarrolló su estilo y su personaje en el escenario por entonces usando una armónica amplificada o tocando la armónica sin manos, colocándola verticalmente. También vivió un tiempo en Twist, Arkansas, con la hermana de Howlin' Wolf, a quien le enseñó a tocar la armónica y más adelante, en 1941, fue contratado para tocar en King's Biscuit Time, un programa de radio, siendo por entonces cuando se ganó su nombre artístico, ya que uno de los sponsors del programa quería capitalizar la fama de Sonny Boy Williamson I en Sonny Boy Williamson II, aunque incluso a día de hoy no se sabe a ciencia cierta quién copió a quién. Situándonos ahora en el 51, Williamson grabó por primera vez para Lillian McMurray, de Trumpet Records en Jackson, Mississippi, pero en el 55 las deudas los llevaron a la bancarrota y el contrato de grabación de Williamson llegó a la mítica Chess Records. Durante el tiempo que estuvo con Chess alcanzó un gran éxito, grabando 70 cortes hasta 1964, tocando por Europa durante los 60 con motivo del aumento del interés de los británicos en el blues e incluso tocando con The Yardbirds y The Animals. Aunque se rumorea que durante su periplo europeo quemó la habitación de su hotel intentando cocinar un conejo en la cafetera eléctrica y apuñaló a un hombre durante una pelea callejera, lo que le llevó a abandonar el país prematuramente. Sonny Boy Williamson II murió el 25 de mayo de 1965, y aunque se le caracterizó como un borracho problemático y mal hablado, no se puede dudar de que estamos ante un gran artista, un enorme compositor y un increíble armonicista cuya herencia benefició a artistas tan importantes y dispares como Muddy Waters y Aerosmith.
Down to Rosie, stop at Fannie Mae. Gonna tell her Fanny what I heard. Her boyfriend said, don't start me talking. I'll tell her everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signifying, cause somebody's got to go. Jack give his wife $2, go downtown and get some mocking. Gets out on the streets. Old George stopped him. He knocked her down and black in the eye. She gets back home. Tell her husband a lie. Don't stop me talking. I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signal fine. Somebody's got to go. Some money, go to the beauty shop. She honked his horn. She began to stop. Said, take me, baby, around the block. I'm going to the beauty shop where I can get my hair side. Don't stop me talking. I'll tell everything.